We are learning Masech the Shabbos, Taf Kuf Mem Vav Amad Aleph, Kuf Mem Vav Amad Aleph, and we are beginning from the new Mishnah. Talk to Mishnah. Shoiva Odom Es Achavis Le'echol Himena Gregers. You're allowed to break the barrel in order to take out the dried figs from the barrel. Uvah, so Yiskavon Lasses Kli. You be careful, you shouldn't try to make a nice hole, because that fixes up the Kli, and that's a problem of Tikkun Kli. Now, why are you allowed to break a barrel to get out the gregers? So Rashi says, the reason is, the aim be makalkal shum issa Shabbos. When you makalkal something, there's no issa Shabbos. But the Ran, in the back, asks Akasha, he says, lo nehira, nehidachal makalkalim peturim, maybe they're potter by makalkal, but issa mi'ikar is a issa. Says, ela hainu taima, the kivin de ba'amu makalkal potter la'os, since usually it's only the Rabbanon, hachom shum tzarech Shabbos shara lechatchila. But because Tzarech Shabbos, they were mate. Therefore, you're allowed to break, you're allowed to destroy something in order to get food. For example, you have a plastic bag around a piece of food. You're allowed to rip the plastic bag to get the food out because the Rabbanim were not geyser or makalkal for mokoyim Tzarech Shabbos. Tzarech Shabbos sounds like all Tzarech Shabbos, not only food. It could be any other Tzarech Shabbos. You have to get napkins. You could rip open the plastic in a Derech Kilkel. It's mutter good Tzarech Shabbos. Tosfos says that we're talking about dafka, a type of keli that's a mustaki. It's not a real keli, but a solid keli could be its usher to do it. And therefore, that's where the issa of opening bottles comes from, because a bottle might not be a mustaki, and therefore opening cans, opening bottles might be worse, because there, it's not a junky keli, and therefore it could be, even to break that, might be worse. Look at Taisvis, and the Ran has different teres, Taisvis kashas, maybe it's not muchach, and that's where the halacha comes from. It's not our sugi now. We're not going into all halacha lemaises, but this is the place where the sugya is actually about opening bottles. But akapanim, what is very clear is that you let him calculate something that's a junky type of thing. You let him calculate it to take out the food. And according to Tosfos, a chavis over here that was a type of chavis that was broken and was stuck together by pieces. That's how Tosfos learns. But akapanim, you let him break open, for example, a plastic bag in order to get the food out. But you can't make a good Pesach into this thing, because then that's fixing up the keli. Another halacha, ve'ein noikvim megufa shel chavis, the Rabbi Yehuda. Every chavis has a seal on top, so you want to take the seal off, that's mutter, because that's not breaking the chavis, that's made to take on and off. But let's say you want to make a hole in the seal. So Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to do that. But chavim matir, chavim says it's mutter, the Gemara will explain. Lo yikaven ha-metzida, but you shouldn't make a hole from the side. And the Gemara will explain what that means exactly. If there is a hole already and you want to cover the hole, you should not put on it wax, because it's smoothing, and smoothing something is issa al tzmamachik. So if you try to put on the wax to cover the hole, you might come to smooth it, and it's aser. Amrav Yehuda, ma'isabal fei Rabbi Yechim ezakei be'erev, such a shayla. If they could, erev is a place, such a shayla, if they could put the shayva on top of the barrel, v'amma to cover the hole, v'amma chashan le'mechatas. I am worried about achiv chatas, because the shayla mareach, a mamachik of smoothing, and that's issa the rice, one of lam tes malachas, so here we're worried, maybe they'll come to that issa, and therefore you cannot cover the barrel with wax on Shabbos. Talk to Gemara. Om Rav Yishaya. Lo yishonu, this halacha that I'm let her break the chavis, I'm let her take a knife and come and break the chavis, is only lo yishonu el drusos. Only if the stuff that's in the barrel are figs that are crushed together, they need a knife to cut it. Av mufarad is loy. But if they're already separated, you're not allowed to bring a knife to break the chavis. And why? Because Rashi explains, we're going court to Rav Nechemya. Rav Nechemya holds that a knife or an axe is muksa unless you're bringing it to use for its use. And since it's made those things to cut gregers, to cut figs, you cannot bring it just to break a chavis. If you bring it anyway to cut the figs, then you can use that to break the chavis. But if not, you cannot use that. So lo yishonu, you let her bring something to break the chavis. El drusha is only if you have figs that are smashed together, you need a knife to cut it. For others, so they're separate loy. Ready to with Fredis loy? You can't bring a knife to smash the chavis if the things inside it don't need to be cut. But meisver of Shimon ben Gamliel, maybe Adam is a chavis of yayin. Someone could bring a chavis of wine and make the choice of a side. If you could take a knife and cut it, take a sword and cut the top off. And he serves his archim, his guest wine, the Shabbos. Any chavis should not worry about it. So you see, klar, there you don't need a knife to cut the wine, and still you're allowed to bring a knife, a sword to cut the chavis. So you see, it doesn't have to be dafka drusos, figs that are drusos. It could be even wine, even fradas. So the Gemara, no, he rabbanon. That price is going according to rabbanon holds that muksa you let him move tzarach gufa yel tzarach mekaymoy. But masnisim Rav Nechemya, our mission Rav Nechemya holds you only let it move something, tell something for its own use. So tomorrow, my dochi der vayishu look from sees the grav nechemia. Why if that's how much like grav nechemia? With drusa is then say a kimta. They were talking about dafka figs that were crossed together and need a knife to cut it. Look above meferadas v'rabbanan. Just say our mish talking about meferadas figs that were separated and I highly bring the knife to break it because he holds like rabbanan. Why do you have to say our mish is grav nechemia? Where do you see in our mish that it's talking about nechemia and therefore you have to say they were talking about the figs were crossed together? Because he had an aura on our Mishnah. My ear is on a Grigris. Why does it ever say Grigris? Why does it say specifically what type of fruits were in the Chavis? Let's see Paris. Let it say anything, any Paris. Why does it say Grigris? Elosh, my no, Drusa. Teach us that with Dafka talking about Grigris, we're there, it needs a knife anyway, so then you're allowed to bring a knife to cut it. So this is an Agav thing that was saying that this halacha in our Mishnah says you're allowed to break the chavis with a sayif, with a knife, with a sword, is only if it's you're bringing it for the fruit. And how do we know we're talking about that man, the Amar of Nechemi holds you have to, you're only allowed to carry it for its fruit? Teretz is because it gives an example of Grigris and didn't say Stam Peres. So we have one brayser that says, Choyslois shall Grigris shall tomorrow. Choyslois are those wicker baskets that used to put the figs and dates in it in order to make it ripe. It ripens it quicker. So choyso shal grogis shal tamarim, the halacha is matir umafkia v'choytich. That on Shabbos, you're allowed to untie it and unravel it with a, mafkia means unravel with a kli, and v'choytich means to cut it with a kli. That's allowed. Tani yidach, another bride says matir, you can unravel it, you can untie it, avaloy mafkia v'loy v'choytich, but you can't unravel with a keli or cut it with a keli. So what's going on? Are you allowed or you're not allowed? It hurts for food, it's mekalkos, so what's the issur? So my answer like Kasha, Harabbanon, Harab Nechemya. One is going to Rabbanon, one is going to Harab Nechemya. The title of the Brice, Harab Nechemya, Imer, Afilo Tarvid, Vafilo Talis. Even a spoon and even a talis, Vafilo Sakin, a knife, ain't the Talib Elo Lechoyrach Tashvisham. You are not allowed to be metaltlit only for its own tash, which means a spoon you're allowed to carry, you want to eat soup. The talis, you're allowed to carry it, you're allowed to move it if you want to wear it. And even a knife, you only let use it for what you use it for, but you can't bring up something else. That's what Mechem Mishita we just had before, and that's two brachas. One brach is going to Rabbanon, therefore you can even bring a keli to cut the baskets open. But according to Mechem, you cannot bring a keli to cut the baskets open, because those kelim are used for other things. It's not made for this basket, and therefore it's a shayla of muksa. So not tomorrow, Vaita. Now I want to go back to the shaylas about making holes in barrels or containers to be able to get the food out. Are you allowed to take a spear and make a spear a hole in the side of the barrel of the container to get food out? Are you allowed to do that? So what's the shaila? So are you mechavin to make a nice pesach, which is also to do? We said it's also to make a pesach opening on a keli. That's like fixing the keli. He just joined them. He doesn't want to open the regular spout. It's not big enough. He wants to make a big schmack of hole. So this way he's spearing it on the side. And he's not trying to make a hole. He said, no, that's cool, making a hole, and that's awesome. When I ask a kash from Shimon Gamliel, maybe Odom Chavish or Yayin, a person can bring a barrel of wine and make this rosh of a sayif. He cuts the top off a sayif. So we see that it's mutu because Ayin Yafa is not making a Pesach. And for the Gemara, no, Hosam Vada Ayin Yafa Kamachavin. Why? Because he's opening from the top. The top has a magufa. Now, if he's not using the magufa, the reason is because he wants to make even a bigger hole. So once he makes a bigger hole, the vart is, he wants that it be more bright. But hacha, if he wants to be ayin yafa, making a spearing a hole in the side is not the best way to do it. Ayin yafa is by taking the magufa off on top, you can mekayim your ayin yafa very good shmak. Ayin yafa means you want to have a lot for the guests, just take the top off, take the cover off. There's a little like spout on top that's glued on. Take that off. And here, the reason why he's making it on the side is he wants a nice hole. And he's doing it lepesach, and that's why it's aser. So it's only mutter when it's clear it's ayin yafa. Here it's not clear it's ayin yafa, therefore it is aser to make a hole in the side with a spear. Zokt the Gemara Vayte. In our Mishnah it says, as we said, on top of the chavis has glued down this little round thing that covers the hole on top of the chavis. And it says, what does that mean? So Gemara's going to explain. Omer Avuna, machlekes no maila. The machlekes is, are you going to make a hole on top of that cover? The magufa is called a cover. You're going to make a hole in the middle of that cover on top. Avu menatzad, but the cover has a little height to it. You want to make a hole on the side of it. Divrei I call aser. Kuli alma, it's aser. Why? Because the reason why on top it's machlekes is because according to Chamim, that's really not a normal way of making a Pesach, making a hole, because The normal way of making a hole is taking off the whole magufa. Here, for some reason, he wants to make a hole in the middle of it. That's not going to last. Therefore, it's not considered a Pesach Yafa. But on the side, it makes sense you want to make a hole on the side. Why? Because maybe the guy doesn't want his barrel to be open on top because there's only dirt to get in. So Dafka wants a hole on the side of the magufa. Magufa is something on top. On the side, that has a little height. On the side of that, he makes the hole. And therefore, no dirt will fall in. So therefore, when atzad, if I call us, even the chacham will agree it's us, because it's a derech to make a hole that way. You're gaining something. Behind the tanya, as the mishnah says, lo yikavena metzida. The mishnah says machlekes. Ain't like magufa shacham is Rabbi Yehuda chacham atirim. So saying that machlekes on top. Lo yikavena metzida means on the side of the magufa. That's one pshat. That's Rav Huna's pshat on our mishnah. Rav Chisda is different pshat on our mishnah. Rav Chisda omar machlekes min atzad. The whole machlekes is from the side. If I'm allowed to poke a hole in the side of the magufa, aval gaba de bar kol muta on top. Everyone holds muta because not the derech to make a hole there. Mechlekes on the side, is that a derech or not? Ba'adik toy lekevena metzida, this mashma lekuli alma, hosam begufa de chavas. That's in the actual chavas, that lekuli alma, you cannot make a hole in it, like we said before, because that's lepischa mechavin, they're making a new hole, and that's a problem to make a hole on the side of the chavas. So look at the Gemara Vayit, turn on the bottom. Ein noikvim nekev chadosh b'shabbos. You're not going to make a new hole in a barrel or in a container on Shabbos. Ben bala hoisif moisif. But you are allowed to make a hole bigger. And we'll see what that means in a second. Some hold you cannot be ma'isiv a hole. V'shavim, everyone agrees, sh'noikvim nekav yashon lechatchila. It means if you had a hole once here and you glued it back shut, but not permanently, now that kuliyam v'maydi, you're allowed to remake that hole. So what's the pshat in this b'raisa? V'tana kama, ma'ishton nekav chadosh loy dukom esakim pischa. You're not allowed to make a new nekav, why? Because you're making a hole. Asuf, you're not making a sack and pisco. You make it bigger, you're also fixing up the hole, you're making it nice. So why isn't it an issa of binyan? When you make it bigger, make it a pesach, makapatesh is called tikamana, you're making it better. So why is, what's the new hole is tikamana, but a bigger hole is not tikamana, what's the difference? I'm a rabbi, pshah is like this. Dvar toiro ko pesach, shayna osu lahachnes v'lohoitzi ena pesach. Any opening that's not made to go in and out is not called a pesach. It's not called a Pesach. And by wine, the hole is just there to come out, the wine to come out. Nothing's going in. Rabbanon, so why is it awesome to make a Pesach? It's not called a tikkun, it's not called a Pesach if it doesn't go in and out. Rabbanon with the gozer, Mishav Lul Sotana Gerlis. Rabbanon with the gozer, because on a chicken coop, sometimes on top they make a hole, and the hole is there for two purposes. First of all, air should get in so the chickens could breathe, and the smell of the dirt of the Tanagarelim should get out of that hole. So there it's go in and out. Rabbanon the Gavshul Tanagarelim, the Ovid Leluya Avira, that hole is made that ear should get in, Lafuke Havla, that the smell should get out. So Otu Lulus Tanagarelim, we said you can't make a hole in any barrel. Otu the Lulus Tanagarelim. But Mbala Hoysif, Moysif, but you're allowed to make a hole bigger in a barrel. Why? Because a Sufe Vada Lulus Tanagarelim, Lulus Sufe. Because you never. You're never going to come to make a hole bigger in the Lusha Lagarim. Why not? Because he doesn't want to make a hole bigger in the Lusha Lagarim. Why not? The reason is, Meshum Richasha, because the sheretz should not go in. It's going to be big, a sheretz will go in into that hole. They don't want a sheretz, a little like a little weasel, a little lizard, to get in there and hurt the chickens. Therefore, it does not make the hole any bigger. So there's no chash to make the hole bigger. Therefore, there's no gzeira, chavis, or the lul shanatana gerlim. And the hole alone, the chavis, not a problem because not machnes sumaitzi. The yeshemrim. The Tano argues on this. The Tano argues holds in alibi maitzi, right? We have the Bryce, the Tanakama said, well, he's maitzi, yeshemrim, and what's beyond the yeshemrim? Yes, I mean, see from why zimun loy tiknim yikara. Maybe it's not good enough. It's not being mitzi to smell good enough and bringing in the ear good enough. And I'll go astar vuche and I'll come to make it bigger. And here, so if you allow it by chavis to make it bigger, you might come and do it by lo shetana gerla. Maybe chay. Darosh Rav Nachman Shem Rav Yechna Aloch Kesher. In Pasul Kesher, you're not allowed to make a hole bigger in the barrel. Now you're not allowed to make a hole bechadosh. You're not allowed to make a yoshon either because a gzeira otu lul shetana gerla.